Ellie, with the elections having passed for about a week now, we can see that most of the predictions beforehand have gone true. Democrats have taken the House, Republicans have taken the Senate. From your American student and Democrat perspective, you identify yourself as Democrat, you've told me before. What is your opinion towards the results, and what do you hear from the states?
Yeah, so my opinion of the results is, as you said, it pretty much played out the way that we would have expected. I'm pretty pleased that the Democrats were able to take the House so that we can reinstate our checks and balances, which is what our government is for in the first place. Back from the states, there's mixed reviews. So Democrats are taking it as a real win for us and that we were able to take the House, but Republicans, of course, are bringing the opposing side, which would be that the Democratic wave wasn't as effective as it could have been. There were a few disappointing losses, I would say, for the Democrats, with Beto in Texas, Gillum in Florida, and especially with Stacey Abrams too in Georgia. But I think overall, I'm pleased with the results and happy that we can move forward with checks and balances.
And what do your friends and maybe also family, do they have a special feeling about the elections? Because right now we see that the US are somehow a bit divided.
Yeah, I think that it's definitely correct to say that there's a huge division in the US right now, which was obviously there always, but Trump kind of brought that out. And with this election specifically, and I'm sure moving forward in 2020, that division is only going to continue to grow, unfortunately. A lot of my contacts in the U.S. are Democratic or left-leaning because I'm from New England, and the coasts tend to have a more liberal perspective. So I think it's a shared opinion that we're all happy with the progress that Democrats have made. A lot of my friends are very thrilled with the fact that over 100 women were elected in these midterms, which is huge, and just the diversity that has been shown through the election. But I think there's definitely room for improvement, as we can see through some of the more disappointing losses for Democrats.
You've talked about the diversity, especially in the House. Nevertheless, the results in the Senate, for example, for the Democrats was worse than expected. Races in Missouri, North Dakota, and possibly Florida were lost by the incumbents. Especially Florida is hurtful because it is generally not too hostile for Democrats. Did Democrats have the wrong strategy?
I can't really speak to strategy wise. I think that in this past election, there was nothing that could have been taken for granted. I think that when you're mentioning Florida, for example, Florida is always a swing state. It's always a state that people are looking towards. But you are right in saying that generally it's more favorable towards liberal ideas. It's not necessarily seen as a very red state. But I think that the close races in Florida just go to show that nothing can be taken for granted and that we really need to be campaigning in these areas as well and make sure that every single vote is counted for, which you can see through a couple of the recounts that have to take place in Florida. It really came down to individual numbers of votes. And I think that getting voters, especially Democrats, to go out to the polls was something that was really important in this election and something that was successful, for example, between our generation, but maybe could have been more successful in other ways.
At long last, we can see this with Democrats and Republicans. The political climate isn't really well currently, full with agony and hate. And I've asked Christian the same question last week. What would help to reduce this agony, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a very difficult issue because in past elections, you could always try your best to separate the person from the political party. So, for example, you could meet a Republican and maybe you don't label them as a specific thing. I think the issue with Trump and the amount of support that he has gained is really that he supports racist, sexist points of view, and those are not necessarily something that you can separate from a human being. So, in terms of what would make it better, I guess having more interaction with others. Also, the U.S. generally tends to be super divided in terms of Republican or Democrat based geographically. And since it's so large, for example, I don't come in contact with many Republicans. Christian would be one of the first that I've come in contact with, actually. And I have done that by coming to Germany. So I guess exposure to people that have opposing views in order to humanize their perspective and say, okay, this is a person that I can have a conversation with, even though politically we don't agree, is something that could help this problem.
So thank you very much, Ellie, for the lovely discussion.
Yeah, thank you.